إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، after the completion of the month of Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to partake in a number of glorious and virtuous acts of worship, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for the servants of Allah jalla wa ala to excel in these different avenues of ibadah by tying and locking the shayateen and closing the doors of Jahannam and opening the doors of Jannah. And it is due to this, after the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we found the servants of Allah jalla wa ala being able to stand up for approximately an hour and a half, 2 hours to 3 hours even in the evening, standing up in Qiyam. Some of us unable to understand the words of the Imam, unable to understand the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet still standing up and exerting the effort in performing the night prayers. We have and found the servants of Allah jalla wa ala fasting 30 days of Ramadan, reciting the book of Allah jalla wa ala on a regular basis, completing one copy, two copies or more. We found the servants of Allah jalla wa ala showing immense acts of generosity, helping the needy and the poor, giving a large number of sadaqah nearly every day, or especially on the last odd nights of the Ramadan. These are glorious acts of worship. These are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing Allah jalla wa ala that Allah jalla wa ala means something to them, wanting, hoping in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now comes the month of Shawwal, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested the servants of Allah jalla wa ala by seeing how many of them were true to their promise in the month of Ramadan. Now the shayateen have been unlocked and set loose, and they roam around us and they whisper and they tempt us like how they used to do before the month of Ramadan. The doors of Jannah are now closed and the doors of Jahannam are now open. These special virtuous nights in the last 10 nights of Ramadan have come to an end. But this is where the true, sincere servants of Allah jalla wa ala stand up. And this is where those who really benefited in the month of Ramadan, this is where they continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they understood that the one they are worshipping in Ramadan, He subhanahu wa ta'ala never ceases. He subhanahu wa ta'ala never dies. He is the Lord of the month of Ramadan, and He is the Lord of all of the other months. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah jalla wa ala, He commands the servants of Allah in the Quran, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتِ. Continue, be steadfast, just like how Allah jalla wa ala ordered for you to do so. Be steadfast, just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered for you to do so. Sufyan radiallahu an, he went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, I said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا. Tell me a statement or a phrase in Islam. لا أسأل عنه أحد بعدك. That I'm unable to ask anyone after you. Or I'm not going to ask anyone after you. Tell me something, a phrase in Islam that is so glorious, that is so heavy in its scale, meaning like a treasure, that I don't need to ask anyone other than you. Tell me something. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. Say that I believe in Allah, Declare your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Then be steadfast. Then ensure you continue in what declaring your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you continue in living by this. The scholars of Islam, they say, one of the greatest outward representations of Islam is the month of Ramadan. This is where a person, he outwardly explains, outwardly declares to everyone that he's a Muslim. It's a living example through both his statement and his actions that he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says it with his tongue. He acts it with his limbs. He fasts, he stands, he recites the book of Allah. He makes adhkar on a regular basis. He gives charity. It's an outward example of living and declaring one's faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, therefore, a person must continue this with the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Then be steadfast. Then be steadfast. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, أَعْذَمُ الْكَرَامَةِ. The greatest miracle. The greatest miracle upon the servant of Allah that he can display to Allah jalla wa ala, or he can display to the people of this world, is when he sticks and he abides by being steadfast. He sticks and he abides by being steadfast. Because ask yourself, O brothers or sisters in Islam, it's only been 2-3 days of the month after Ramadan, the month of Shawwal, the day of Eid, yesterday and today. And compare your ibadah in these 3 days of the month that came before. If you were somebody that performed your regular salah in the month of Ramadan, how has your salah been in these 3 days? If you were someone that performed your salah in the masajid, how has your salah been? Where has your salah been in these 3 days? If you are someone that stood up 3 hours or 2 hours in the evening, have you stood up in Qiyam at all in these 3 nights? If you fasted the whole of Ramadan, are you looking to follow fasting the month of Ramadan by fasting the days of Shawwal? As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, whoever fasts Ramadan and then follows it with 6 fasts of Shawwal, any 6 days of this month, is as if though he fasted the entire year. How has your generosity been? How has your charity been? How has your ties of your kinship been? How has your ibadah in these just few days? How have they been in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look to the example and look to the beautiful, magnificent example of Allah jalla wa ala. Where he says in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَدَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't be like the woman, or don't be like the person who undoes the thread which she has spun after it became strong. She's made something very strong. She's made perhaps a garment. She's made a ball that is very strong. And slowly by slowly she undoes the thread. She picks out and she destroys what she's made. He's saying subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't be like someone that's made for yourself paradise, that's made for yourself a fortress, that's made for yourself noble acts of ibadah, and you've raised your ranks in Jannah. And Allah jalla wa ala hears your voice often, and he sees your salah often, and he sees your noble acts of worship. Don't be like the person who does this and then slowly takes away from everything. He chooses to lower his rank. He chooses to close the doors of mercy. He chooses no longer to pray. He chooses no longer to fast. Don't be the servant of Allah after he's made for himself a fortress. He dismantles it and breaks it himself. And this is the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Declare your faith. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Declare your faith. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Then ensure you're upon the straight path. That's what brothers or sisters in Islam. How can we ensure? How can we fight ourselves and remain on this steadfast, remain on this path, this Sirat al-Mustaqim, and ensuring we are steadfast on this path? Because no doubt the boundaries of the war has changed. The boundaries of the war have changed. The shayateen were not present in Ramadan. Now they are. The doors of Jannah in Ramadan were open. Now they aren't. The doors of Jahannam in Ramadan were closed. And now they open. So the game has slightly changed. So what do we need to do to be able to change ourselves to ensure we continue the same ibadah? Some of the ulama of Islam, they mentioned some points. Some points that will help the servant of Allah to continue the worship of Ramadan outside the month of Ramadan, to continue to feel the vibe of Ramadan outside the month of Ramadan, to continue to feel the spirit of Ramadan and the spirit of the ibadah outside of the month of Ramadan. The first they say, oh brother or sister in Islam, the first they say is to rectify a person's heart. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala wa inna fil jasadi mudgha. He said, indeed, inside the body there is a flesh. Idha salahat, salah al jasadu kullu. Is if it is pure, if it is clean, every part of the body will be clean. And if it is corrupted, every part of the body will be corrupted. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala wa hiya al qalb. Indeed, it is the heart. Indeed, it is the heart. So the first thing we need to rectify, the first thing we need to correct, the first thing we need to look towards is our hearts. How pure is it in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And remove from it any types of marad, any types of sicknesses or illnesses. Look to see, are you a jealous person? Are you somebody that envies somebody? Do you love somebody on the same level as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or you fear someone on the same level as Allah jalla wa ala? How is your level of sincerity? Look to the Quran, look to the adhkar, look to ilm, Islamic knowledge, and rectify your hearts. Because the hearts, or brothers or sisters in Islam, determines whether or not you will continue on the path of being steadfast. The second is something that we often do not associate with being steadfast, and that is controlling a person's tongue. In hadith reported by Ahmed, and it's authentic, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "La yastaqimu iman wa abdin." The servant's faith will not continue to be steadfast. Hatta yastaqimu qalbu, until his heart is firm and his heart is steadfast. Wa la yastaqimu qalbu, and his heart will not become steadfast. Hatta yastaqimu lisanu, until his tongue, yes, his tongue, until his tongue is steadfast. The scholars of Islam, they say, if you really want to be steadfast upon the ibadah of Allah Jalla wa Ala, you really want to find the acts of worship in Ramadan, outside the month of Ramadan, then control your tongue. And this is what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised Sufyan, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, he said, say I believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Don't just believe in it, but say I believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hadith of Uqbah, he was asked, the Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Man Najah, or Prophet of Allah, what is success? What is victory? And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, hold on to your tongue and control it. This is success. This is victory. Hold on to your tongue and control it. This is success and this is victory. That's, oh brothers or sisters in Islam, One of the avenues to continue in worshipping Allah, one of the avenues whereby you are able to be steadfast. Meaning, it is as if though the shayateen are chained and locked up, even though they roam around, even though they whisper, even though they tempt. One of the ways to feel as if though they've been locked up, one of the ways to feel ease in worshipping Allah outside the month of Ramadan, is not just to rectify your hearts, but to control your tongues. Control your tongues. Just like how we used to control it in the month of Ramadan. Like how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to advise, to say, you are fasting. Say, I am fasting when you are angry, when you feel like taking your rights, when you feel like arguing, when you feel like slandering, backbiting, when you feel like saying something to somebody else, I am fasting. Controlling your tongue. And in this hadith of Ahmed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us an avenue, a path, a direct way, in order to rectify our hearts. For he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا يَسْتَقِيمُ قَلْبُهُ, and his heart cannot be steadfast. حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمُ لِسَانُهُ, until his tongue is steadfast. So the tongue has an effect, not just in a person being steadfast of his ibadah, but of his heart, his inner dimensions, his heart being upon al-ibadah as well. The third, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, is to look for brothers and sisters that can help you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look for brothers and sisters that can help you to worship Allah jalla wa ala. Some of us, we found that as we became tired, as we became exhausted during the last nights of Ramadan, we had companions, we had friends who continued and pursued in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This no doubt gave us the extra effort, that extra zeal, that extra push for peer pressure is real. In worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you saw your friends, you saw your companions, you saw your loved ones exerting ibadah, exerting efforts in pleasing Allah jalla wa ala and looking for His mercy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the servant of Allah jalla wa ala is upon the religion of his companion. So let us look and find and search for good companions who can be with us, telling us to perform salah, or with us taking us to the masajid, or with us reminding us to stand up in the night, even if it be for a short or a little while. The fourth, oh brothers or sisters in Islam, is to stick by the path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to understand that his path is the only path of being steadfast. His path is the only path that is straight, that Allah jalla wa ala will reward and grant victory to. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Say, if you really and truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow the path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, he said one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam خَطَّ لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam خَطَّن. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a long line on the floor, and the Sahaba looked around to see this long line being drawn by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew many lines that were going off this line. Some of the scholars said he drew a long, long vertical line, and then he drew many horizontal lines going off this line. So the Sahaba looked and they saw this line being drawn by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He pointed towards the long line, the straight vertical line, and he said, Hada sabidullah. This is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he pointed towards the lines that came off, the lines that were off the straight line, and he says, this is the path of the shayateen. Each shaitan stands on one of these lines, and he calls the servants of Allah jalla wa ala to a way of misguidance, distracting him from this straight line of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's to understand, our brothers or sisters in Islam, the path of being steadfast is to look towards that long straight line, the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path of the sunnah, the path of the Quran, the path of the sahaba, the path of those who are righteous in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, oh brothers and sisters in Islam, for those of us who truly want to be steadfast in worshipping Allah jalla wa ala and finding the reward of Allah and leaving this dunya as if though the shayateen are always locked and they're always chained, and finding ease in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fifth advice the scholars of Islam they give is to seek knowledge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To seek knowledge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. That seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every single Muslim. Every Muslim must learn, must know about the deen of Allah jalla wa ala. And why did he say this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because he understood the meaning of Allah jalla wa ala, the statement of Allah jalla wa ala when he says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. It is only those, he is saying subhanahu wa ta'ala, only those who know about Allah who are able to fear Allah jalla wa ala. It is only those who learn, only those who know, it is only the ulama, only those who seek knowledge that are able to fear Allah, because they know who they are fearing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understand His attributes and His characteristics. They understand the avenues in which Allah jalla wa ala is pleased with. They understand how to obtain Jannah and what to stay away from so that they can save themselves from the fire. Thus, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, the path of Jannah is long, and the months and the year are many. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only chained the shayateen in one of these months. If you want to feel the spirit or the vibe of Ramadan outside of Ramadan, if you want to continue in the great, noble, virtuous acts of worship you used to do in the month of Ramadan, outside the month of Ramadan, and feel in these next 11 months as if though the shayateen are chained and locked up, when in reality they are roaming around, whispering and tempting, then it's upon us, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, to be steadfast. Not just to be steadfast, but it's upon us to look to the ways in which we can be steadfast. Rectify our hearts, correct our tongues, look for pious, righteous people, understand the path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then finally to seek knowledge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Some of the scholars of Islam, they say, if you really want to see if your Ramadan is accepted, your ibadah is accepted, your stands at night are accepted, your generosity, your charity is accepted, then look to see how you follow the month of Ramadan. For the sunnah of the belief of Allah, the tradition and the customs of the belief of Allah Jalla wa Ala, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent mercy upon and accepted the ibadah, is that Allah Jalla wa Ala grants them tawfiq, grants them the ability to follow worship with worship. To follow worship with worship. The moment a person follows worship with sin, some of the ulama of Islam, they used to say, this is the sign that that worship he did prior to that sin was rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, our brothers and sisters in Islam, examine yourselves and hold yourselves to account. And we have such a beautiful example, or such a clear way to examine and investigate ourselves than these 3 days of the month of Shawwal. How have we been? How has our salah been? How has our fast been? How has our charity been? How has our recitation of Al-Quran been? No, brothers or sisters in Islam, not only is following the month of Ramadan of ibadah a sign that your Ramadan is accepted, but by being steadfast upon worship after worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the servant of Allah jalla wa ala many, many noble things, both in this dunya and in the akhirah. From amongst them, he subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the servant of Allah success and prosperity in this dunya. He says jalla wa ala, مَنَ عَمِنَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. He says, whoever does good actions, noble actions, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, from the men or from the women, and they are believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla wa ala will grant them a prosperous life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for them in this life. Thus, our brothers and sisters in Islam, not only is following Ramadan with ibadah a sign your Ramadan is accepted, but it's a sign that Allah jalla wa ala will grant you good in this life. He'll grant you subhanahu wa ta'ala good in this life. Furthermore, by following Ramadan of ibadah, by continuing to be steadfast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to send malaika upon you. Promised to send malaika upon you on 3 different stages. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, again, stating exactly what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, whoever says that our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then he is steadfast. The same words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever says our Lord is Allah, and then he's steadfast, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the malaika will descend upon him. And what do these malaika say? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. These malaika, they say, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, don't you ever be fearful. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and never be upset. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, we are giving you the glad tidings of Jannah. أَلَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, the Jannah that you've been promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكِيعُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, he used to say, this bushra from Allah, this bushra, this glad tidings from Allah jalla wa ala, this statement of the malaika, it occurs to the servant of Allah jalla wa ala on 3 different occasions. In 3 different places, he said, these malaika descend to the servant of Allah, and they promise him not to fear, they promise him not to become sad, they promise him that they're going to get Jannah, and you'll be able to see these malaika as far as the eye can see. He says, عند الموت, when a person's about to pass away, just before he passes away, these malaika descend and grant him this great, great honorable news. وفي القبر, and in his grave, when he's placed there by himself, and the adab or the questioning is about to start, the malaika descend once more and they say to him the very same three things. And then he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, and then when he's sent to Allah Jalla wa'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah and he's raised up from his grave and he sees the horrors of the Day of Judgment, the malaika descend once more and they say to him, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. Don't you ever be afraid and don't you ever worry. We are here to give you the glad tidings of Jannah, just like how you have been promised. There are many other virtuous and noble benefits of being steadfast in the dunya and in the akhirah. But oh brother or sister in Islam, don't be like the woman that takes away from her hard work after she's made it. Don't be the servant of Allah that's made for him a fortress of ibadah that is so close to the mercy of Allah Jalla wa'ala. A person who asks and his du'as are accepted due to his station of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person to whom Allah Jalla wa'ala not just loves, but is pleased with and is yearning to meet subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person that became known by the malaika in Jannah and the malaika on earth, that this is the abid, this is the pious, righteous worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be someone that's reached this stage and then throws it all away. Be the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala that says, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, I believe in Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Then he's steadfast. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be steadfast. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to be steadfast. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our Ramadan, to accept our stands, to accept our fasts, to accept our reading of Al-Quran, to accept every single noble deed we did in Ramadan. And we ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to continue this act of worship throughout the entire. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين قوموا للصلاة